This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. You know, this week between Christmas and New Year is such a great time to take stock of your life. To think, how am I going? How is my life fitting with my vision for what my life could be like or should be like? How do I want to live versus how am I living? And what would it take for me to grow towards being the kind of person I want to be? Well, if you're a Christian and Jesus Christ has come into your life, he's reshaping those desires so that you want to be something perhaps that is more or different than you used to want to be. Something that is more focused outward, more focused on how God wants to work through you in this world. Well, New Year comes around and it's a great time to reset those priorities, those desires for our lives. And that's one of the things that New Year's resolutions are all about, isn't it? Taking stock, evaluating, and saying, all right, here's some things that would really move my life in the right direction. We're looking at a few of those this week between Christmas and New Year. The number one resolution we've said was live with purpose. Don't just be reacting to the circumstances of your life, whether they're good or bad, but live with an intentionality that comes from knowing what God's purpose for you is. You know God's purpose for you is to represent him in this world, to help others see what he can do for them as he's done for you. That's a huge part of his purpose for you. But beyond that, there's the way he has made you uniquely because of how he wants to use you and work through you in this world. The second resolution we talked about was put others first. Learn to consider others more important than yourself. To not only think about your own interests, yes, do think about them, but not only about them, but also to consider the interests of others and how you can bless them and minister to them and encourage them and serve them and point them to God. The third resolution that I think will really move your life in the right direction is this. Deepen your relationship with God. Deepen your relationship with God. This is God's priority for you. Yes, he wants to work through you, but the foundation for anything God will do through you is what he is doing in you. And that comes through your relationship with him. Your relationship with him starts when you understand what he did for you at the cross. You put your trust in him and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you did for me. I know that I couldn't forgive myself, that I need God's forgiveness. And God's forgiveness comes because you have already paid the penalty for all the ways I've offended him. Thank you. I trust in you, and I invite you to become the center of my life. Well, that's when your relationship with God begins, but that is not the extent of a relationship with God. That's just the beginning of it. Your relationship with God needs to keep on growing. And there's some people who put their trust in Jesus in that way, but in spiritual terms, they just stay babies for the rest of their lives. They don't grow up in their relationship with God. I encourage you in this coming year to deepen your relationship with God. It's what he wants for you. Jesus would say to his disciples, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things that get you so worried about, how you're going to earn enough money and all these other things, God will take care of those if you put him first in your life. What would it take to put God first in your life this year? Well, number one, I encourage you to do on your own what we do together on the radio each morning. And that is every morning, set aside a few minutes to just open up your Bible and read a chapter of the Bible and say, God, what are you saying to me? What do you want to show me about who you are? What do you want to show me about what you want to do in my life or through me? How do I need to respond to you? Listen to him and then talk to him about what he's saying to you. You'll find him reshaping your life in an amazing way. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.